And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
If I ask you a question, you're immediately bloviating and going, huh? Why do you think he does it? He doesn't want to talk about Gerard Mayo.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I told you, I had gummies before and I could not find an airport.
Yeah. Yet.
In Houston, Texas.
That's right. You went to Bush instead of the other.
And I had them the night before. We're like, where'd they go? What happened to the airport?
I wish there was a camera on you.
We ended up at one airport. We're like, this don't look familiar.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist. See, seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Kale is awful. If you ever had it,
you spank the kale, it's actually very good.
Okay.
That's what you have to do. Like with kale, you need to spank it.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
No. I was just gonna say that. When, damn, man, I done forgot what I was going to say.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. What's up, adults?
Good morning. Happy Friday.
What up, man?
Happy Friday. Curtis, remind me I cannot go out with City Wiggy on a school night in the future ever again.
Uh-oh.
The guy, he doesn't stop. Neither does Mrs. Wiggins.
Huh? You know, we like to have fun.
At least Mrs. Wiggins is nice, though.
Wiggy I'm just, nice, too.
Well, yesterday, only Wiggy would take a team bonding event and turn it into a bashing session.
He did come at you, I will say.
And my husband.
Yeah.
I just asked a simple question. No, that's all it is.
We had a great team bonding event.
Mm-hmm.
Missed you yesterday, Shine.
Sorry, I couldn't make it.
I know that you were having some fun yesterday with the fact that I set that event up near my home, and then all of a sudden, I looked around and you weren't there.
Yeah, Greg, I'm sorry. I had somewhere else I needed to be.
Okay. But,
you don't apologies. Have to have a place you needed to be. You can just not make it. It's no big deal.
But I had somewhere I had to be, so it's fine.
I see. An important appointment or something? Or
yep. Okay. I had a dinner I needed to attend.
I see.
Ooh, okay. Romance.
Applebee's.
It's called I Don't Want to Drive into the City at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And obviously that takes precedence over your coworkers who you're very close with, like the people on this show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. I see you guys every day. I think we have great bonding here.
Bigger Bone Shime would have been there.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, Wiggy came right at you, and really more at Santo.
I know.
Over the fact that the two of you, after the team bonding event at Cisco, were going to some sort of Harry Potter exhibit or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the event was or what it is.
It opens today to the public, but there was a little media VIP opening last night. I got invited. I brought my husband and saw and. Wiggy decided to question his masculinity, is the best way to put it.
Well, I asked the question, are you going to see like figurines?
No, it's... No.
You said it's a Harry Potter...
Exhibition. So they had the costumes and the sets from the movie there for you to see.
So like you walk through and the costumes are on mannequins?
Yeah. And you know what? My husband is very comfortable in his own skin. Tons of men there last night, let me tell you.
Okay.
More men than women.
Right. Any of them have girlfriends?
No.
All of them.
Okay. Was any of them walking around like blowing a trumpet with, you know, and just like...
Nope.
Why do I picture a 40-year-old virgin when he's by himself in the house with the trumpet? Walking around
you're asking if they were listening to Coldplay while they were there.
I think Shine would have been the exhibit.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It was.
So, other than the costumes, what else is there? Like the magic wands?
There's a bunch of different, like, the wands are there, obviously. There's a whole wand room. There's a bunch of trivia, and then there's a bunch of behind the scenes, you know, facts throughout. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
All right. Well,
I enjoyed it. You should go Cambridge side if you're looking for something to do this weekend.
Right. We had a great event yesterday.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And a great time.
Everybody
last
tapped
night
in and pulled
and,
up.
And I always have a lot of fun with City Wiggy.
Oh man, it was
a lot
wild
of fun
last
with
night.
City with Mr. and Mrs. City Wiggins.
It was wild out in the streets, man.
Are we gonna get to Wiggins in the newspaper part two?
I don't know. What happened yesterday?
I am reading inside page one on the back of the cover is a story correcting the record Jermaine Wiggins.
Okay.
We can get to it later, but right. They do properly say that that Wiggy is a co-host of WEEI's Greg Hill Show.
Okay. Okay, and thank you, Boston Herald. Yes.
And he was not a member of the Brockton Education Association. Mm-hmm. Wiggy is quoted extensively in the piece when he was told by Lance Reynolds that Wiggy was earning $100,000. Quote, "That's news to me," he said. "Let me get out my calculator because somebody owes me some money."
That's a pretty good quote.
Yeah.
Do you do that yourself?
I did.
I didn't know if you had a PR team or something.
No PR team.
But excellent.
And this Lance guy is the laziest writer in America because he quotes the superintendent, Mike Thomas, from what he said on this show yesterday instead of just calling him himself.
Well, he's setting the record straight.
Yeah, you know.
But good job by the Herald finally correcting it properly today.
Does that mean I get a... Seeing they don't want to give me my money, can I at least get a free subscription?
Probably, yeah. I guess you didn't end up getting a lawyer. And
therefore,
the correction issued immediately afterward probably means you're not going to win in a lawsuit.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Herald ain't got enough money anyway.
Glad they got it right. Yeah. I am glad they got it right. And speaking of getting it right, I don't want to take anything away from trending coming up in a few moments, but I believe that the New England Patriots are officially in second place in the division this morning.
What a game.
Is that correct, Shine? Am I correct?
I believe you are correct, Greg.
Yeah, what a game.
Did not see that one coming.
You didn't see that coming last night?
No.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I thought it was going to be a good game, but where'd that Buffalo team come from? Tua. Man.
No, he's got to step away.
Think so?
Oh, my. That's going to be my lead, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, we can get to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah. Who would you like to see step away from football forever first? Tua or Deshaun Watson?
Seems like Deshaun Watson needs to go, he's like a tiger. He needs to go back to getting massages.
Oh, geez.
Plays better when he gets massages.
No.
Him with Tiger. Tiger was doing better when he was banging Denny's waitresses.
Jeez. You are fiery morning.
But that ain't me. That's what
people say. I know. But also, can I just say, you were just talking about subscriptions. The Amazon thing, I was on the side of it's not that big of a deal. Everyone's got Amazon. Thursday Night Football, it'll be fine. We ran into an issue last night when we tried to go watch the end of the game in bed. We don't have Amazon Prime on our Roku. We only have it on the Apple TV because it's connected to some Disney Hulu thing.
Can't you just ask them to show you a QR code or something like that? I'm so sick of trying to figure out who has what thing, the kids are still on my Netflix.
Right.
Half the time when I go to Apple... The thing, if I'm watching it on my tiny television in the bedroom, Apple wants me to identify myself based on showing my phone and a QR code. It's the most ridiculous.
It's got to be annoying.
Can we just go back to three? It was so easy when there were three television stations. And that was it, Curtis. Channel 4, 5, and 7. It was so simple. Everything was on either one of those three stations.
The only medium that has remained consistently simple is the one we are on right now.
Oh, Curtis, a great plug for radio.
Why was it 4, 5, and 7? What happened to 6?
There was never a six.
I don't really.
But like, why 4, 5, 7?
I mean, six was like a Providence station or something.
I think that's a fair question.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, you get three stations and the numbers are 4, 5, and why not 1, 2, 3?
What was it? I think the 4, 5, and 7.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know.
Okay. That would be UHF, right, Greg? Or right. VHF?
That was VHF. UHF, what?
38.
Yeah, it was channel 38.
And yes. 56.
56.
And then 25 came along later. Yeah. But if I was watching the, what was the afternoon show? It's probably before everybody's time.
I think it's, we have a jingle for the afternoon show.
We do have a jingle for the afternoon show, yes, but the... I used to get home from school and watch the Banana Splits, which was a wildly entertaining program on the afternoons.
Banana Splits. I don't know.
Black and white?
It was kind of a variety cartoon live character show for kids.
Oh, cartoons? I'm in.
Yeah. I mean, they would run cartoons during the thing. Like, they had a cartoon speed racer.
Oh, okay.
Which I really enjoyed as a child. Mm-hmm. And
oh,
I
had, man.
The five car, right?
This is nightmare racing? Fuel.
What?
The Banana Splits.
Oh, that's causing you problems?
Oh, my. It's a bunch of furries.
Yeah, but you're at a Harry Potter thing last night.
Yeah, that's great. This is something made of nightmares. Mitch, just Google the Banana Splits and throw it up.
I'm so into this.
2 seasons. Yeah. It was considered a comedy.
It was only 2 seasons?
Yeah.
Huh. It seems like
it was longer.
It does.
Snorky, Bingo, Flegel, Drooper, and Zazoom.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Munsters. The Munsters were only 2 seasons.
Yeah, well, you missed it. You didn't get that kind of entertainment. You people are addicted to TikTok or whatever it is.
I prefer anime.
You missed the Banana Split.
I got Benny Hill when I was growing up.
I was a big Oprah after school person.
Yep, not surprised.
Really? Yeah.
But I think because aren't these stations, I don't know, is it 4, 5, and 7 everywhere else, too?
No.
And the stations have the...
Greg just said Channel 6 was Providence.
No. Oh, so they had... So in Providence, they might have been... They've been like 3, 6, 8.
And so it was just like a blackout station when you were flipping through?
Yeah, it wasn't blacked out. It was just... It was static.
It was like snow or whatever.
It was snow, yeah. This is Charlie from Malden. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Greg.
What's up?
How's everyone doing? Listen, I have Amazon Prime in my house.
Yeah.
I have cable, Comcast cable. They want it. I can only get it in my living room TV. I can't get it in my bedroom TV.
Yeah.
They want to charge me another $7.99 to put it on my bedroom TV.
Yeah.
I already paid for it in my parlor, but I can't get it in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I am.
I mean, the way I feel about it is if you're paying for whatever, the doesn't matter what you're streaming, what the service is, if you're paying for it for your home,
right,
it ought to be available on every television in your home. Like,
absolutely.
But then you can't, you should say that your kids shouldn't be able to use your Netflix using that. Right? Like, so if you can't use it on multiple homes.
They are my flesh and blood.
True.
Well, I have no issues.
I'm not saying you shouldn't love your kids.
I had no issues with the game. I'm able to watch it in every room on any TV at any time.
Yeah, because you're stealing it.
I don't steal anything.
Yes.
No, I don't.
You have that.
I don't steal anything. You do what you do. I do what I do.
I am just alerting the Boston Herald. They may have another investigative report coming.
Well, please come talk to me first before
you... Disgrace Brockton football coach steals cable.
Does anybody steal cable no more? I mean, this is Larry. It's 2024.
Do they even
give out cable boxes?
I think I'm the last person that actually plays Comcast every month. For cable TV.
That is a ripoff.
Cable's like the airlines and all these streaming networks. They want to get you, and they get you good.
The Wi-Fi is good, though, man.
And let me ask you about the Red Sox, Curtis. Are they like a doctor, and the patient is terminal, and the doctor comes in the room and holds up the medicine, like, from far away, and then when you start to get excited about getting the medicine, they bring it closer, like closer to the 10th inning, and then they just throw the medicine out the window as you're dying. Is that basically what they are?
I think the Red Sox flatlined a while ago, and they didn't tell anybody.
I mean, if you're going to lose, you're going to lose out.
Right.
Can you lose out in, you know, have the thing be done by the fourth or fifth inning, please?
It's like when you know, you remember when you were younger and you used to go to the party and you're like, damn, okay, this girl's giving me a vibe. Like, I might be able to get something by the end of the night.
That all was like night, Greg's prom.
All night long, she strings you out. And then finally, at the end of the night, she's like, oh, my friend's...
Gotta go.
Yeah, my friend's been hounding me. We gotta... Rather than just being from Jump Street, like, nah, you ain't getting none.
Yeah, no, it's just...
That's what they're doing. But, holding right. you around.
Well, it's a Patriots Friday.
Woo!
And we got a lot to get to on today's show, including the leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about what Jim Montgomery said yesterday about whether or not he will have a certain goaltender mm-hmm. in training camp or available in the regular season or what is going on when it comes to Jeremy Swayman. So they said it coming up at 7 on this morning show. We'll talk to Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday as the New England Patriots get ready for the Seahawks. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and we will hammer the Costos at 9:30 with Nick Costos. I believe, based on some text messages this morning, there are some who are frustrated with some wagering recommendations that were made on this program yesterday.
Mm. Yep, we were 0-3 last night, but it is what it is. Take your lumps and you move on, Greg.
Sean was getting kicked.
I didn't expect the game to go that way. I'll be completely honest. Sean. I didn't expect the Bills to dominate the Dolphins.
Sean was getting
an absolute goose egg, like 0-for?
Yeah, it's 0-for-3. Ooh. We made 3 bets. We lost them all.
So, okay. So I guess if you cherry-picked, you'd be better off because you'd only lose one.
Sure. I mean, whatever. You
told us last week to not cherry pick.
Right.
And if you didn't cherry pick last week, you'd be even. So it's fine.
Shime was getting killed last night.
Ooh,
by
Mary Proppins with the James Cook humble bet beforehand.
Yeah. I didn't expect the Bills to just blow doors. I mean, they were underdogs of the game.
Well, that's the whole thing, is it's a prediction. Nobody knows what to expect.
So I went based on what I thought would happen. It didn't happen, so mm-hmm. I was wrong. It happens.
Well, Sean, you're losing a lot of street cred because we went to a second location afterwards, and there's a guy that I know. He's big into, you know, betting and gambling, and he was killing Shime.
He was.
Oh, man, this Shime, he don't know nothing about gambling. I don't know why. I'm like, damn, Shime, you lose.
What does he do for a job? Is he a professional gambler? Okay, that's what I thought.
No. He owns.
Good for him.
He owns, like, a gambling company.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. People are going to start Venmoing you, Shime, and I think they should. You know, if you give a lock and they lose.
Okay, but then if it hits, you should also be Venmoing me. Okay. That's how that works.
That's fair. That's fine.
Tips are encouraged.
Speaking of that second location that you guys went to, are we allowed or are we going to get to who you ran into last night?
Oh.
I ain't running into nobody last night. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Who Wiggy met for the first time.
Yeah. I ain't meet any. I met a lot of people. I remember so many people I meet out
Mrs.
there.
Mrs. Fields?
We could get into that at some point.
Okay.
This morning. I don't know why you don't want to. You don't.
I meet a lot of people outside, Greg.
You don't want to talk about it?
I don't. Listen, I meet a lot of people outside.
What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of nothing. Believe me. I got plenty of friends.
That was at the third location we went to.
Oh, third.
Not the
My apologies. Oh, yeah. My apologies.
I got plenty
third?
Of
third. How many locations did you go to?
Just 3. We started off at the team building event at Cisco, yeah. And then we made a stop by this place called Ocean Prime. Excellent place. And then we went to another place called Saver. Fantastic place.
I've heard those are great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got plenty of friends on both sides of the wall, mm-hmm. on the inside, the outside.
Greg, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
Curtis. Do you feel like you've already been set up for your retirement home? Because your actions are very much like my parents, where Same they thing. Live within walking distance of all the places they go to.
Yeah. Oh, I
such
mean,
a beautiful I, experience, though.
Like, Ocean Prime is a 9-iron from the front door.
Yeah.
The Cisco, beautiful, unbelievable, gorgeous spot in the seaport is probably like a 7-iron.
Mm-hmm.
And Saver's a putt.
Oh, yep. Man, that place is
I'm always so jealous.
Spectacular.
At the
Have
end
you
of
not
the
been
night.
There?
No, I've been there. But I'm always so jealous of Greg at the end of the night that he can just, like, walk across the street and be home.
I mean, we did run into a guy who does what we do for a living.
That we did.
And he apparently has, I mean, that's my neighborhood.
Wow.
That's my turf.
Does he, did he check in?
No. He
wow.
Has, he has apparently, this man has moved right into my neighborhood.
Oh.
Wiggy and I bumped right into him. Oof. By the way, very complimentary about yes. this radio show, yeah. this man. He is the host of an afternoon show on a competitor of ours.
Loves radio media.
But the guy,
mm-hmm.
I guess I could call him the MF-er.
Yeah.
Based on his initials.
Yeah, that's what you could call him.
Has moved right into my neighborhood.
Wow, better building?
Right across from me.
Better building? Shoot.
It's not a better building. Ooh,
it is a nice building, though.
It is not.
That is muy rico.
I've never been in any of that. It is a rich building.
People behind the building's back, they call it Sloppy Seconds.
Okay. Oh, man.
Where Felger lives is Sloppy Seconds.
I heard a lot of that, too.
It's not anything like Echelon.
It's like...
Nothing can compete with Echelon, but that is a pricey place.
That is the ultimate, like, you know, when you talk about, like, the ultimate street beef.
Yeah.
If you're on one side of the street and you're like, you know.
You're right.
It's like you guys met and I think Brick killed a guy.
Yeah. We may throw microphones at some point if we have to.
Competing projects across the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, anyway, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bills took down the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football, final score 31-10. But the headline this morning is Tua Tagovailoa, who went down with a concussion in the third quarter when he took a hit from Damar Hamlin. This was his third diagnosed concussion of Tua's NFL career. I'm sure we'll get to that more during the leads. The Patriots take on Seattle at Gillette on Sunday. Kickoff at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about that. And the Red Sox fell to the Yankees in 10 innings, 2-1 the final. Cooper Criswell went 5 1/3, giving up one run on four hits while striking out four. They've got another one in the Bronx tonight. 7:05 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:15 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. And for your apple pie, apple crumble, apple snacks, and the apple of your eye, apples are now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, get a tote bag of apples, Macintosh, Gala, or Ginger Gold for just 99 cents a pound. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's a Friday the 13th. Here in Boston, 58 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high of 84.
It is a Patriots Friday, and we will be joined by Jelani Tavai 1 hour from now as the Patriots get ready for the Seahawks. Beautiful Friday, beautiful Saturday, and then game day. What's your game day forecast, Curtis?
Can we just... Gnarls Barkley, awesome rejoin. Mm-hmm. Great stuff right there, mm-hmm. Sean. Sunday,
wait,
we're looking
that wasn't Gnarls Barkley?
Oh, no, I thought it was.
No, that was Andre 3000.
That would be Outkast.
Crazy is Gnarls Barkley, right?
Well, I'm going to go home. Now,
crazy, right? That's...
crazy is Gnarls Barkley. You got it.
What are you? No, that's dude from Dungeon Family.
CeeLo?
Yeah, that's CeeLo.
I think it's Gnarls Barkley.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I got you, Greg.
You're right.
I'm picking up what you're putting down over here.
Yeah, I got you, Greg. When you said Gnarls Barkley, it's like, wait a second, and then that's what CeeLo calls himself.
Why are you coming at me?
I know, your hip-hop, bro. Your hip-hop knowledge is...
I'm a musicologist.
It's spectacular.
You're on top of the game, baby.
Yeah, my bad. I should never come at you like that.
Jay-Z should have said the city is Greg's.
Yeah.
Come at me and find out.
Yeah, no.
You're going to find out that murder was the case.
Okay.
Anyway, game day forecast, Curtis?
We're going to partly cloudy skies. Sunday's going to be just under 80. Real feel is going to be about 78 degrees. Mm. Light breeze, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, headed from the south-southwest. There's a clipper system over Manitoba that's going to be impacting the high-pressure system.
Excellent. Okay, beautiful. Enjoy it if you're heading to Gillette.
Yep.
Great weekend for it. Shime on the Subaru of New England text line, a 617 texter would like to know if you Venmo'd Tua yet to get your wagers back.
Nope. If you heard my lead earlier this week, I don't do that. Okay. If I, you know, bet on something and it loses, it loses. That was my fault for betting on it.
All right. This is Tim from Hanover. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, everybody on the show.
What's up?
Courtney.
Yes.
You are so right about Tua.
Yeah.
When I watched him put his head forward and he hit that defender, he wasn't even getting slammed from the defender. When he went down, I seen his hand go up in the air like the last time. His fingers went like nine ways. I tell you what, he's going to walk away from the game because he's going to get hurt bad. If he does it again, he might not even walk, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to get to that during your league, right? Which
yep.
I know everybody wants to talk about. So, Chime, let's get right to this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Excellent choice this morning. But why, Sean?
Well,
why?
Because I think the times are changing here in Foxborough. With Gerard Mayo in charge, I have a much rosier outlook on this team and this future than I did, you know, 7-8 months ago.
Okay. Is that your lead?
Yeah, it ties into my lead a little bit, yeah.
Well, let's go. What is your lead this morning,
Well, good morning, Greg. We've had a lot of discussion, and I know, and I've been right at the forefront of, like, start Drake May as soon as possible. But I kind of said yesterday, I think it was, when we were having this discussion, that, like, I'm almost kind of convinced he doesn't start now till like, week 13, 14, or 15. I have this feeling that this team is going to be hanging around in every game. They're going to keep things close. It's going to be kind of weird. It's going to be very Steelers-esque. Mm. I get a very Mike Tomlin-y vibe from Gerard Mayo, and it's just one of those guys where it's going to be like, okay, I'm going to be a solid coach. I'm going to coach really well on defense, and we're not going to be dumb. And everybody was so convinced that this team was going to make stupid mistakes like illegal formation penalties all over the place, especially when the very first kickoff you had a flag, and yet that wasn't the case. And I don't think that's going to be the case the entirety of the season. Guys just buy in to what Mayo preaches, and you see it, you hear it from the players. The whole take it to the hill thing,
I think matters. Stuff, yeah.
Like that matters in a football locker room, and it matters to me. And it gives me a lot of hope going forward for this team and for a Gerard Mayo, a guy who I've heard talk with you guys a bunch now, and I really, really like, and I wanna see him succeed. So I have an immense amount of hope for this team going forward.
Well, Wiggy was arguing about this in a way yesterday with our pal Jake C at the team building event at Cisco.
Sneaker game, and always on point.
Yes, he does have a great sneaker game, Jake C. The thing is, can you win if you're this football team week after week after week running Ramondre Stevenson and asking Jacoby Brissett to not do much else? Like,
no, you can't win like that.
But that's the plan.
That is the plan.
That's the plan is to just run Ramondre Stevenson and, you know, 125 yards last week.
That'll work against at least half the NFL, if not a little bit more than that. Like, it's those top 12 teams that, that may not work. You're going to probably have to pass.
Okay.
But when you face a lot of those teams that are just middle of the pack or worse, that strategy works just fine.
But when you're down 10 points, can you rely on Jacoby Brissett to get you back with his arm?
No, probably not. You're going to have to be front runners. You're going to have to rely on your defense to help you get off on the right foot every single game.
Hmm. All right, great lead, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So, on the Patriots this weekend, I am so excited to watch a game where it's basically house money at home. The over-under was 4.5 wins. If they win 4 more games, they hit the over. And they are somehow still 3.5-point favorites. I mean, underdogs. It opened at 3.5. It hasn't budged. Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. All week, it's been pretty stagnant there. So my biggest thing for Sunday is that I am happy that the Patriots season ticket holders that have remained loyal despite the last 4 years get a gorgeous, sunny Sunday and enjoy the game. They have a good shot. It should be a close game. Everybody's saying if it's sustainable or not. Did anybody think in 2001 it was sustainable to win a Super Bowl the way they were winning?
No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, certain things happen. Watching last night,
he said that you guys didn't know that you could win a Super Bowl until that game with the Rams in the regular season,
right?
Which was like week 10 or something like that.
Terrence Wheatley pick 6. And I'm watching this game and this weekend. I am so excited for BC Mizzou tomorrow at 12:45. We have the Pats at 1 o'clock, which means we get the 4:25 start as well, which is going to be the Chiefs and the Bengals. Great football weekend ahead, and I am just stoked for the people that have stuck and have been loyal to this organization that they get a gorgeous day to enjoy a team that is currently over 500.
The rumor at the team building event at Cisco yesterday, Curtis, I don't know where it started or if it's accurate, was that you were leaning toward the Patriots when it comes to the survivor pool.
That's who I'm taking.
You are?
Yep.
All right.
I started that rumor because I remember Curtis saying that. That was a promise I believe you made.
I got to tell you, that being the rumor made me feel much better. Holy guacamole. yes, that is the rumor. I am the Patriots. I have them in my survivor pool. If I don't survive Sunday, then I hope somebody else can take the winnings.
Right. When are we making our survivor pool picks today?
Well, we should do it at 7:20. I think we did it late last week, so we should do it early this week. Who's left? Rich Keefe is out. Courtney's in. I'm in.
I'm out.
Wiggy's out.
The only people out are Wiggy, Keefe, Terp, and Andy Hart. Those are the only people out. Everybody else that has participated is still alive.
I'm shocked
so
that
Billy,
wasn't...
Billy Lanny, Chicken Nick, those guys are all still in.
Correct.
Jones
is still in.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm shocked that Wiggy being out of the WEEI Survivor Pool wasn't part of the Herald headline yesterday.
All right. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Oh, based on who we were hanging around with last night, that could also be a Herald headline.
Oh, my God.
Wiggy and that woman hanging out in the Sea Court last night.
I mean, who's hanging out? We was definitely hanging out.
Extra, extra. All about it.
You know, I hang out with a lot of people, Greg.
Yes, you do.
You know, I mean, everybody knows one of my best friends is Johnny Bott, so I hang out with plenty of people.
I understand. I'm not saying anything about it. Yeah. I just think it was interesting the very first time that you met this woman. She's been in the news a lot.
Yeah. It was more interesting how, I would say, my wife and my wife's cousin, who's in town from West Virginia, kind of felt towards...
Your wife was fascinated by this
woman. Oh, yeah. They are...
Your wife spent...
Very similar to you and Courtney, I would say, in that world.
Yes. Yes, they seem to be. Wow. Yes. All right. We got to take a break. We will get to Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next. Monday on this show from Gillette Stadium, Boomer Esiason and head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo. Votes are in when it comes to your choice of Jerod Mayo's walk-up song for this program. I think we're waiting. Curtis, where'd Curtis go?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Curtis
he stepped
told me
out and hasn't come back.
He said we are waiting for some mail-in ballots to arrive on the Mayo walk-up song, but
somebody leave them in a trash bag down by the river.
What was the winner? Courtney?
Things Done Change, Biggie.
All right,
okay. Ended with 43% of the vote, and they take it.
I'm good with that though for a while.
I mean, it's Biggie, so you know Biggie's my favorite.
I mean, we will ask Jerod if he's okay with that, but I think I'm assuming that he probably will be. So, all right. We have leads that remain before we get to They Said It at 7, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. So 15 minutes away from They Said It, we will talk about what Jim Montgomery said yesterday about the goaltender situation, which I think you can read into maybe a little bit. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Watching that outcome for Tua last night was heartbreaking. We've talked a lot about Tua in my 3 years on this show, but he's overcome so much, whether it was people calling for his job to have Deshaun Watson replace him or Tom Brady suffering those concussions back in 2022. We talked about it, and I said back then, I think, you know, there's more to life than football. He was newly married at the time. I believe he had one child back in 2022. He now has two children. To now see the same exact, you know, I forget what the fencing defensive
medically, what is it called?
Yes.
Like when he was like rigor mortis frozen.
Yes. Yeah. And so to see that happen once again last night, terrible. To go back to July and realize that he agreed to a four-year, $212.4 million contract extension, $167.1 million guaranteed, he doesn't need the money anymore. You have a young wife. You have two young children. You are young yourself. You can pivot this and go into coaching. You can pivot this, go into broadcasting. For Tua Tagovailoa, I pray that he steps away from the game right now. And it breaks my heart to say that because I think he's talented. I think he had a bright future. But you have to take care of yourself first. And watching that last night, if you're a member of his family, you must have been beside yourself. He's lucky that he was able to get up and walk off of that field last night. There is going to come a time where he is not able to do that. This needs to be a massive wake-up call. I'm not saying that it's, you know, football's fault for not taking care of him.
No.
Tua thought about it back in 2022. He said, I went through all the motions of deciding if I was going to give up football or come back. He decided to come back, and he had a healthy 2023. Mm. It's 2024 now. You have a family. It's time to step away from the game. You've made a ton of money. Go make money. Make more money elsewhere. But you've set up your family and your kids that are going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, knowing what we now know about CTE, I would say that it is. I think it is probably time for him to give the game up.
Yeah. And they're progressive.
He ain't going nowhere.
They're what, Curtis?
They're progressive, meaning each time it's worse.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere, though. Because he's going to look at it like, damn, if I would have just slid, I wouldn't have put myself in that position.
Of course.
And then he's going to look at, like, you know, I mean, how many did Sid the Kid have? He had, like, 5 concussions through, you know, and he's going to look at other guys. He's going to be like, all right, I just got to be a little bit smarter when I'm out there, you know, slide. If I get hit from the blind side, obviously they have no control of that.
Yeah.
But I have a better chance because you can't really hit a quarterback in the head. And you know how guys are, man. It's hard to walk away, especially when you're that young and you're, like, I don't want to use the word, like, still healthy, but you're that young and you're still able to play.
Yeah,
very
well,
difficult.
If he's going to be out for a while, I wonder if I might soon be moving to Mack Island in the Miami Harbor.
Duval!
Perfect landing spot for my guy.
That is an excellent idea.
Uh-huh.
That is a good idea.
Prove the point that Mac would have, that if I just had the weapons Tua had, I'd be as good or better.
But remember,
wow, great call, Greg.
But remember, Greg, there is somebody who lives across the street.
Oh, they're not going to do it.
He's not.
Okay. Give him a couple more weeks of being in the booth of getting criticized.
Oh, by the way, we criticized Tom a lot. Did you see the ratings for that game?
No, were they huge?
Up 50% over St. Greg Olsen's week one last year.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that was coming, though. Yeah. Everybody wanted to see that.
But then who cares? If people are watching, that's all Fox wants.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be like, let's see where the ratings are come the end if people stay tuned in. You know, because I think wasn't Cam Newton was somebody who was criticizing him. There was, was it the afternoon show that had Alex Whitworth? Is that the guy from
Andrew Whitworth?
In
the afternoon.
And I like that one because it has the zips and the zaps.
Yeah, that's a winner.
With a little bit of a remix to it.
I'm a big zips and zaps guy.
Yeah, you love the bells and whistles.
I do, yeah.
Did you hear yesterday Arcan did the traffic on the threes?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, wow.
You think Tom Brady will be just fine? I think he'll be just fine.
Greg, we know Tom. He's great. He has so much mental toughness. But they're like, I think a lot of people, because even talking to people yesterday when we were at the team building event, just out and about, people are like, Sharon.
Good job.
From Sharon, the radio station.
Yes.
Sharon, who works with us.
Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Yes. As I was walking in with her, asked me about, did I see Tom? And I was like, I heard a little bit. And, you know, she was like, a lot of people are like, ew. And if he doesn't progressively, like, get better quickly, I think people will be, like, even criticizing him more. And does he ever get to the point, because there was a video of him throwing a football, and we heard him saying before the season about how he was on a boat, like, hey, young dudes, don't let me have to come back and show myself. No. And then you brought up a good point where all these Toms were talking to him, the commercial.
Yeah.
If he feels like, I can't succeed at this,
then he might go back and play for the Dolphins, maybe.
I mean, it's all just, right. You know, but that ain't my lead.
I don't think so. That's not your lead. It's Courtney, great lead.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your lead essentially is that, for the good of his family, Tua needs to hang it up.
You've made all the money, and I'm so happy he got that contract done back in July.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, one guy was had about 60% of the views coming down a little bit after the Cat Williams interview. He was offered, already he's been offered, over $100,000 to have the BBC touchdown performance by an adult company.
I don't understand any of this.
Shannon Sharpe.
Okay.
His views have come down since okay. Cat Williams.
Okay. All right.
An adult company has offered him over $100,000 to perform, and they want to see what?
$100,000.
They want Shannon Sharpe to have sex with a woman.
Yes, they want.
This is your lead.
This is my lead is this. Shannon then came on his nightcap show with Chad Ochocinco, saying. Still trying to push the narrative that was an accident.
Yeah.
Listen, bro, stop it. Stop it with the accident thing. Courtney, I know you went through it. But stop it with the accident thing. And then there was one thing.
My accident's an accident. It takes many steps to go live on Instagram.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a wild lead, and, but it's a Friday. I'm here for it.
Right. Because he's.
Can I ask everybody to do a favor for me? Because yes. If I don't know it, my guess is most of the audience doesn't know either.
Yeah.
Can we do a live presentation of the steps required to go Instagram live at some point so that we can understand just how absurd this is?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. So. And then he said this on the nightcap with Chad Ochocinco. And this is really where I was like, now he's really capping. He said, because Chad was like, oh, playing around with him, like, you know, oh, you don't sound like you could only go for 1 minute. He was like, I was at that point, I was already 20 minutes in. So 20 minutes in.
There's no way.
You lean over and look at your IG page or mess with your phone. So, Shannon, listen, I've always loved Shannon as a player.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know him personally. He's always entertained me. But just come out and say, all right, you know what? Look what it's doing for me. My man Paul Pierce, I feel bad for him because he went to social media and was like, damn, I have a couple half-clothed strippers dancing behind me, and they fire me. Shannon Sharp got a whole, you know.
He's getting a bigger bag.
Yeah. And so, Shannon, just be honest, man. Say maybe, you know, you needed to glow up a little bit. You wanted a little bit more views. Maybe your YouTube channel wasn't, you know, doing as well as you wanted. And, and so this is what you did.
All right.
Stop lying to us, brother. Yeah. It's all good.
I think anybody who posts anything on social media that is risque.
Yes.
Intending to not only be thirsty.
Yep.
But just try to get likes, should just own up and be honest.
Own up to it.
Own up and be honest,
Shannon.
About it. Well, I was talking about somebody else.
Oh.
I did not do it to try to get likes.
Just own up and be honest about it.
You know what the saddest thing is? Is that I do those reels for my own happiness. Mm. I don't do them for likes. I actually don't get many likes on those videos.
Views.
I get good views.
Yeah, that's why we do them.
But I don't get a lot of likes. And it's turned into this thing now.
I understand.
Because you're going down the Shannon Cap road.
No, I'm not capping.
All right, so an adult company offered Shannon Sharpe $100,000 to have sex on camera.
On camera, yeah.
That's Brockton money, $100,000. All right.
They owe me money then.
All right, we're going to have to get to my lead after the break. And my lead is something that Jason Tatum said this week, which I find interesting about the NBA Finals. So we'll get to that. And then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. After that, next.